Welcome back to Book Bingers, the podcast where two best friends talk about books, recommendations, bat wings, conventions, boyfriends, literally anything that comes into our mind. But today we are talking about fall reads.
Yeah.
I know some of you are probably thinking it's like mid to end of October.
In my brain, I'm ready for Christmas.
Same. But a lot of the country celebrates fall as an actual season, not just Halloween.
Fall so, actually goes to like December 21st.
Technically, you know what I mean? That's correct. But a lot of people are like, we got to get them through Thanksgiving. You know, sure, Christmas starts for me November 1st.
Absolutely.
But your average person probably enjoys the Thanksgiving season. So let's,
I get a lot of hate for the November 1st
Christmas tree. I do too. Especially when I lived up north. But now that I live down here, I don't get it as much from locals, but back home people. Yes. But we're going to go, fall reads can mean a lot of things to many people.
Yeah. So we're going to touch on a couple buckets.
Yeah. Some people want spooky, some people want witchy, some people want dark, some people want cozy. So let's get a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Let's start with...
Should we start with spooky?
Let's start with spooky.
Let's start with like witchy vibes.
Witchy?
Let's go witchy because right now I am still in the Halloween season.
Yeah.
So witches are on my mind.
Sure.
And there's no shortage of witch books.
There really isn't.
The witch books can fall into several categories in themselves.
Yes.
So we'll touch a little bit about on what the vibe of the witch, but we're not going to go into like detail, okay?
We're not giving you
full like summaries. Synopsis no, and no. reviews on no. each one, okay? This is more a vibes check.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So, do with it what you will.
Do with it what you will. Witchy vibes. What do you want to start with?
I mean, you can start with, let's go like old school, been out a while.
Yeah.
Practical Magic.
Practical Magic. Now, I think a lot of us are familiar with the movie, but did you know it's a book?
It's a book.
It is. And the book is different. The same, but different.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be differences with movies and books, but the book still holds up. Okay, I'm just saying.
And
big praise.
Discovery of Witches.
Okay, and for those of you that have not seen the show, it has been added to Netflix.
I just started the first episode.
I freaking loved the show so much, but the books.
Yeah, it's what, a trilogy?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Very good. And that's going to be, it's not just witches. So it is called Discovery Witches, but you do also have vampires and shifters. So
and demons.
And demons. And you're gonna get a little bit of all the
supernatural.
Supernatural paranormal things happening.
Like it.
And it does take place in like a modern world though.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect.
So you don't need to worry about world building. Okay. Are there any like older ones besides those two on here that we want? Those are probably the oldest. Obviously, I'm gonna always say that like there's certain older books that I think are perfect for this time of year. Like, I do think Harry Potter is just always going
Twilight.
To be. And Twilight.
It's Ho-a-Ho-a season.
Yeah, it's Ho-a-Ho-a season, baby. And, of course, like, any kind of vampire, I think. You could get into, you know, True Blood.
Yeah.
Which are actually the Sookie Stackhouse novels, those ones or whatever. And any vampire book. Bride?
Yes.
Yo. Can we just talk about Bride for a second?
Ellie Hazelwood.
I can't stand how much hate this book gets because I actually loved it. I think the people that are hating on it, and I'm going to make a generalized statement, have to be younger. Because if you're of the millennial age, it's giving old school Twilight vibes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's giving me vampires. It's giving me werewolves. It's giving
me
humans.
And part of me wonders if Ellie Hazelwood has such a strong fan base.
Yes.
And, like, you don't love some of her other books.
Nope, not for me.
So I wonder if some of her people who love all of her STEM books, this was such a
departure
turn from where she usually writes that not for them.
Yeah, I do think
She's writing for a different audience, I think.
Correct. And she finally found me.
Yeah.
With Bride.
Yeah.
And it does dip your toe into the world of nodding.
Mm-hmm. The Omegaverse.
And if you're like, what's nodding, you should read it and find out. Oh my God.
So apparently the book that I'm getting in November for probably Smut is an Omegaverse book.
Yes. And I was like, I think I need to like journey into the Omegaverse a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of like on the older ones.
Yeah.
Let's talk about like the Okay. I'm just going to list some ones that have to do with witches. Yeah. The Coven.
Mm-hmm.
The Unmarked Witch.
The Unmarked Witch is a great one.
Yeah, we actually read that for our book club.
Our October book club last year. It's perfect for October.
Perfect. And is that a duology?
It is.
Is it just
two? I think there's a novella, okay, too. So there's three books. Yeah.
I really like that one. And that one ends on a cliffhanger.
It sure does.
Like a good cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I liked that book. I think it's a perfect vibes. It's perfect romanticy. Mm-hmm. If you're like, but I'm still in my romanticy, but you want to read something a little more witchy.
Yeah.
This is giving witchy romanticy.
Yeah.
At its finest. What else you got?
Half a Soul is also a witchy, but it's like a Regency Bridgerton type witchy vibes.
That's and cool.
Yeah, that one was really cool. There's, you know, real world, and then there's the, you know, kind of magic world, but magic is in the real world. That's a good one.
Yeah. There's the Cupcake Witch, which couldn't be more fall. Like, actual baking with, like, pumpkin spices, if you will. Like, I mean, even the cover is giving.
We got a copy of that at Romanticy Con. For those of you, like,
watching on YouTube right now, it is
It's a nice fall. Little novella.
It's a nice, cute, standalone.
Listen, so you can definitely fit this in before the end of the month.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
It's, like, so short. It's, like, not even 200 pages.
Yeah. It's
so.
And the cover is so cute.
It's so cute. The X-Hex.
Yes.
Anything that's giving, like, that's romance.
That's, like, three books in that series, I think. So that's fun. The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. I will talk about that one until the cows come home. Because that one is just, like, so perfect, cozy, cute.
Yeah, if you're looking for cozy, cute, that's a great one. If you're looking for witch with, like, a rom-com, dispels love.
Yes.
Any time where a witch can make people fall in love with you, like, if there's love potions, I'm there. And I know that this book has way more than just witches in it, but Throne of Glass, I'm just going to say, is perfect all the time.
Listen. There's a year-round read.
I also get that the witch aspect doesn't come in until, like, book three, four, depending on what reading area you're... If you're starting with Assassin's Blade or not. But still, worth it. Just, I'm going to always say read
Throne of Glass. If you needed that sign to read Throne of Glass, here it is.
Here it is. There's some witches in it. It's giving some kind of witch.
If you want a little LGBTQ action, Honey Witch.
Honey Witch. No, Heartless Hunter.
Oh, that's romanticy. That also ends on a big cliffy.
Okay, so lots of witch options here. Lots it just of witch depends options. On like where you want to go. If you want spicy witch, you go with witch? The Coven. Yes, so the Spell Shop is witch, but not. No, you know what? I'm not going to say she's a witch. Okay. There, she just can do magic.
Okay, fair.
So the Spell Shop is literally the definition of cozy cottage core, and It's fantasy, but not romanticy. When I say fantasy, I mean, yes, there's absolutely magic, but there's also, like, mermaids and, like, unicorn, you know, like, that's other cute. Fantastical creatures, people with, like, blue skin, you know, like, things like that. So it's very, like, adorable and very low stakes. So if you're looking for cozy, and there is some romance in there, don't get me twisted, but... It is
romance subplot.
Yeah. And not spicy. It is not spicy. It is cute. Like the definition of cutesy. And the book itself is like beautiful. Just putting that out there.
It is beautiful.
That's probably of all the books I could say for a fall cozy. That's going to be my number one.
Yeah. I would throw like Legends and Lattes also in there for cozy.
Now, just a little side note as to what kind of book Legends and Latte is. This is like a monster. Like they're like trolls.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Ogres? I don't know. What are they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, they're magical creatures. They're all creatures. It's not human.
Yeah. But like that's giving like tavern, right?
Tavern. it's giving Goblin's Feast.
If you've been to Halloween Horror Nights, it's giving Goblin's Feast. Okay.
But I would also put like if you want spice.
Yeah, if you're looking for fall spicy,
Pumpkin Spice Cafe in Cinnamon Bun Bookstore. They both have that same cover look, and I know you've seen it everywhere online, but you'll see no reviews. This is the thing.
Isn't that weird?
Everyone is like, buy this book. There are no reviews.
Yeah, weird. I wonder why.
Listen, I read it. Very loose on the plot.
Yeah. Very spice, though.
Very spice.
So if you're looking for a full spice, I mean, don't care about the plot.
Yeah, if you're just looking for some vibes.
If you're looking for fall, sexy pumpkin, fall,
sexy, yeah.
Slutty pumpkin.
Yeah. Those ones, absolutely.
They'll bring the heat.
Yes.
Okay, can we just go back in time for a second?
Sure.
And talk about, now this is a few years old.
Yeah.
The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires.
Yeah, so this is more horror.
This is good. And this is our book club book of the month. This was our October pick. I am one chapter into it, so you're going to have to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I know you've seen the cover. It's that black book with the peaches.
Peaches with, like, fangs. Marks in it. Yeah.
Now, this is the first time we've ever introduced a male author to our book club. You had some interesting thoughts on it. Now, this isn't to necessarily say it's a good or bad book, but it's different reading men that want to write about women.
Yes. And I will be interested to bring this up on Sunday and see if anyone else agrees with me. The viewpoint that he takes writing all of the main characters are women. And it feels like these women are very one-dimensional.
Yeah.
It is face value. It is as if it was written by a man who does not know his wife at all.
Yeah.
And I just feel like after reading so many very strong, multidimensional type characters, female characters written by females, it's really hard to see women be so diminished and seen as just one thing. And so, when you get to the end of the book.
Good book? Bad book?
It was fine. It was fine. So
maybe of all the books we're recommending, maybe not that one.
So it's a horror. So if you're a boy.
But your sister liked this book a lot. My sister liked this book a lot. Because we actually went to her and we were like, hey, we're looking for a fall book that's giving more horror vibes.
And I wonder if I brought this up to her, if she would think more into that in retrospect. She reads a lot of horror. She reads a lot of male authors. So I feel like if you tend to read a lot of male authors, you probably are used to women being just presented in a certain way.
Yeah.
Or you're reading a lot of male authors that are writing male characters and they get more dimension and the women are the subplot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I can't wait until you get to the end because I do have feelings about the end that make me, it makes me angry.
Oh, makes okay. Me angry. Can I just say how excited I am that Sarah's angry at a book? Because I feel like I always have very strong emotions about everything I read. And Sarah's like sunshine and rainbows over every book. She's like, I liked it. So an angry Sarah gets me really excited.
Like, if I didn't like it, like, it was fine. It was just not for me. And like, I think maybe this wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But there is just an aspect to it that maybe I read too many books. Maybe I watch too much TV and I expect too much.
Okay, no.
But like,
don't diminish yourself in that way.
I just don't like a particular.
Oh my god! I'm really excited to read this. I will say that there were a lot of trigger warnings presented to me.
Yeah,
like going into this book, so children, I'm a little nervous.
There's, you know, abduction of children and.
I think the children thing is the only thing that has me nervous because listen, some of the other books I'm going to tell you have way intense trigger warnings that did nothing for me. I was fine. But something about children just gets my heart pumping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, now I really wanted to, Jenna, you're getting a text after this.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, since we're on trigger warnings,
yeah,
let's do a little bit. This is definitely not Sarah's genre.
No, but I do have one book to add to this.
Great.
So
the dark romance girlies.
Yeah.
I do dabble in the dark romance. Obviously, if you're new to dark romance, you have to be so serious about the trigger warnings. If you've already been in the dark romance world, you're familiar with what trigger warnings are. Most of these books, I'm going to say any dark romance book worth reading will have a list of trigger warnings at the beginning of their book. Take them seriously. If you are someone that is triggered by sexual assault or like trafficking or, you know, abusive relationships, masked men, anything like that, please just go in knowing that it's legit. Haunting Adeline is a book on our list, but I would never recommend this as a starter dark romance. If you want a starter dark romance, I'm going to say Butcher and Blackbird. Yeah. Or, you know, anything by Emily McIntyre.
Something that has some comedy to it.
Yes, yes. I would say, like, starter dark romance would be, like, The Scarred, Hooked, like the Disney retellings that are in a dark romance way. And those are all by Emily McIntyre. Like, start dipping your toe in with some trigger warnings before you jump to Haunting Adeline, because it is a duology, and the second one is even more intense than the first. So if the first one you're like, holy crap, don't go on to the second one. But there are stalker. This is a stalker romance, okay? It's a stalker romance. There are things involving guns with foreplay.
I think you're going to be really proud of me when I talk about my book, because...
Oh my God.
It sounds very similar.
Okay, I'm just going to say, I did like Haunting Adeline. I was not triggered by it, but there were some intense moments where I was like, if this was real life, no for me.
Yeah,
big pass, no. Yeah. Big. So any stalkers watching this, this is not an invitation. This is a no. This is a far no for me, okay, bro? But like, it is very well written.
Yeah.
And I will say the plot is the main thing here. And yes, there are some very spicy scenes, but the plot is, it is plot driven. That's H.D. Carlton, I will say. Mm-hmm. What is yours?
Okay, so this is again where I get these books that I wouldn't normally pick for myself. And it was
This is from your probably smut book, right?
Smut, yeah, probably Smut. And it was Lights Out by Nevessa Allen. And the cover...
It's the mask.
It's a man with a mask.
Yes, I've seen this book. Yes.
And so...
And Sarah's been in her mask era ever since Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, apparently.
Diagon Alley. Apparently. Death Eaters are coming for her.
They are. They are coming for
her. She likes hands.
I don't know if I like his hands. But their hands. So this one, I feel like I had been... I didn't want to read it. And then I saw one... you know how sometimes one TikTok can just...
Yeah, you're like, okay, fine.
It was this girl who... Now, let me tell you, she looks a lot like the girl that I was talking to at RomanticyCon after you came out of your tarot reading.
Maybe it was her.
I don't know if it was her, but she has a huge following.
You should ask her. Were you at RomanticyCon?
I know.
Did we sit and chat?
I know. Oh, my God. But then it's like, oh, no, I don't look like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, I saw a TikTok by her, and it's her explaining this book to her husband off screen, and she's just dying laughing the whole... Because when you explain these things out loud...
Books are not meant to be explained out loud. I'm just saying. They sound ridiculous.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Because she got me because she was like, the whole time, this man that's doing this stuff, his name is Josh.
Is that like her husband's name?
Or is no, that just but like, too normal just of a name? His name is Josh. So he is... I'll start with her. And this is why when I started reading, I was like, oh, like I could understand maybe...
How some people could be into it.
So she is a nurse at an ER in a level one trauma center. Mm-hmm. They see horrific things.
Yes.
So the trigger warnings on this are, you know, it's like mass shooting. But it's victims coming in. You know what I mean? It's like not you're in that, but like... So the things that you see in an ER... Of course, you
become desensitized.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So nothing bothers you. So she her way to escape is she is obsessed with this guy who makes masked thirst traps on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And he releases one, like, on a schedule, and so she...
I follow quite a few masked thirst traps, so right there with you so far.
So you will probably like this.
Yeah.
So he is also a hacker by profession.
Like, they're always hackers. Let me just tell you, these stalkers are always hackers.
He's a hacker by profession. And I know we said we weren't going to, like, talk about books, but I feel...
I'm intrigued.
But I feel like you would like this book.
Yeah. I'm already right there with you. So, thirst trap, stalker, let's do it.
So he is the roommate of her ex-boyfriend, basically. And so she, one night, she takes a screenshot of his TikTok and sends it to her ex-boyfriend. They were really just like a hookup, and she didn't realize they hadn't talked in like 2 months, but she like sends him a text and is like, would you be into this? And he was like, I'm so sorry, I have a girlfriend now, like, you stopped talking to me 2 months ago. And so he ends up showing it to his roommate, and the roommate that
is Josh.
And he was like, holy fuck. And the roommate somehow doesn't know that this is what he does. And so, being the hacker that he is, he goes and he finds out everything about her.
Oh my god, I'm so into this. Why am I like, yeah?
Everything about her. When I tell you, he is watching her on every fucking camera possible, it's like terrifying. Every screen.
Yes.
He breaks into, when she, he knows when she's at work, he breaks into her house and he records a thirst trap in her bedroom. And she is like, she has alerts for his videos and she's like, oh my god, I have that comforter. That's what she writes in the comments.
Was the guy that he, like, the screenshot, was it of Josh?
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm so
he goes and he finds all of her comments that she's ever made.
Yeah. I'm giddy. I want to read it. Don't tell me too much.
No, I mean, this all happens at the very beginning.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. But then there's this whole, you know, there's this whole other thing that, like, there's a whole plot to the story that happens. And... whew, I didn't think that I was going to really enjoy it, but I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah, she's like, oh my god, I have that comforter. Like, oh, not even knowing, so, like, that's her room.
And he was like,
And so he ends up, the only account he ends up following is hers, so then everyone is like, oh my god, like, blah, blah.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm dead. I'm literally giddy. Okay, yes.
She has a cat, and he, like, calls it their son.
Obsessed. Yeah. I'm obsessed. Yeah. Okay. The next one I'm going to...
Oh my god.
Nope. Hold on, wrong candle. The next one I'm going to tell you about is... it's the... Okay, the first one is called The Ritual. It's a series. And it is a... like an academia, you gotta join a cult kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And they gotta have their women, their brides. They're like chosen for them and... hair in my mouth. This one is a lot of trigger warnings. This one's abusive on a next level. The men are hot, very masked. You've definitely seen the cover of this one.
Yes.
He's got the black and white, like, mask, and he's hot as shit. I, at RomanticCon, got a candle. I have not done it. It's with all the boys, where when you light it, it will start to burn down, and it'll then tell you which one of those boyfriends are yours.
Do you have one that you definitely want it to be?
No, I think that's what's exciting, is I like them all. I like all the boys. Riot is the first one in the ritual, and he... possessive. I'm just going to say that. So, not to, like, talk too much about the books, but because we don't talk about dark romance a lot.
Yeah.
This particular book, the girl, the main character, is dating another guy, but they get to, like, bid or, like, choose the girls for, like, one season that are going to be their, like, wives, if you will, until they graduate. And then they go into the real world. And this guy, her boyfriend, is a dick. He's an asshole. He treats her like shit. He's like, I know you're going to be, like, wife material. But then, you know, her dad is like, was also in this, like, society, if you will, and he's like, you're going to be a wife. And so she ends up with Riot, who's, like, very big in the society, and Riot's a dick to her boyfriend.
Of course.
And they have to, like, you know, you gotta, like, sleep with each other to be inducted in front of, like, people. It's There's a lot.
Check the trigger
check
warnings.
Check the trigger warnings. But, like, there's a lot of murder. Like, a lot of murder happening. And it is got some really hot moments. Again, you... There's a genre, there's girls that are really into the possessive type of men. Mm-hmm. I like to read about possessive men. I do not want a possessive man in the slightest. Yeah. So, like, keep in mind that some things are meant to stay in books. These things are
this
meant to
stay. Seems like something this, that should stay in a book.
Correct. But the men are hot. So there's that. If it's you're looking for kind of scary, push you out of your comfort zone, I would say The Ritual before I'd say Haunting Adeline. I'm just going to say. Maybe? I don't know. I don't know. It depends on which warning, trigger warning is worse for you.
Yeah.
Is it stalker or is it abuse?
Check
I
it
don't
out.
Know.
Check it out.
Check it out. Let's move on to totally different vibes, okay? Let's go with House of Salt and Sorrow.
Oh, yeah.
By Aaron Craig. This is a... Also kind of witchy.
It's like witchy.
It's got witchy, but it's so different.
It's moody.
Very different. Dark. Moody, dark, moody.
I mean, immediately you open on a funeral?
Correct. So this family, this like dozen family, they kind of have like
a... This is not cheaper by the dozen.
This is no cheaper by the dozen. They kind of have like a curse, if you will. And this is told to you in the very first chapter, so I'm not ruining anything. Where many of the family members, be dying.
All daughters.
And the mom.
And the mom.
They be dying. And so it opens on the funeral of one of the siblings. And our main character is like, I understand why the other ones died. This one feels different. Why would she have, you know, been off a cliff? Why would she have jumped off a cliff?
Like it feels like you're starting to believe that there is a curse.
Yeah, she's like, what is going on? And it's like now four of them have died or something. Mm-hmm. And the dad is now remarried to this new woman. And the younger sibling is like seeing family members that have died, if you will.
In real gruesome ways.
Yes. So it's giving ghosty and witchy and it's
mystery.
It's on the water, so you get some like sea aspect.
Yeah, it feels like the coast of like Scotland. Do you know what I mean?
Like that's that's like, the vibe I'm getting. Yeah. It's very like castles on cliffs and water and
cloudy and
just dark vibes. But very like that was the book that I told you. I was like, I opened this book and started reading and immediately was like, I shouldn't be a writer. This person is very great with words. I'm terrible with words. This is a writer. I'm no writer. She's a writer. What am I doing? Like, I truly was like, oh, I could not describe something the way she's describing it. I felt like I was in this town. Yeah. Like, I...
And we met her, Aaron A. Craig. And she was also... So sweet. And we heard her talk on a panel. And one of her, I feel like her new book would probably also fit right on this.
Yeah, she sold me on her new book.
It's called The 13th Child. And it's basically about death becoming a dad.
Yes, it sounded so interesting.
It sounds so good. The cover was giving
everything. And I believe she said that was on like a, I want to say like an Irish folktale or like a...
Yeah, it was like a Grimm's.
But not Grimm's, but a fairy tale.
Yeah.
About like this family that apparently just didn't want
their
child.
12 children
and they
didn't
were like
want
13 is too many.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to give it to God and they didn't want to give it to someone else, the devil or someone,
so
but
like
they gave
death,
it to death.
Yeah.
And she was like, how interesting that like death just is like wants a human child. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sold. But I haven't read it yet. But
I will read
it. I would read kind of anything by her because again, away with words.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of another person that we met at Romanticon.
Yeah, and I really liked this one, Phantasma by Kaylee Smith.
And yo, the cover is stunning.
Yes, this is definitely, oh my god, moody. It takes place in New Orleans. It's very spooky. And you end up going into, like, the realms of hell, basically. Mm. And you meet all these demons and... you know, there's a curse that needs to be broken, and Blackwell is definitely, he's a real one. Yeah.
A real book boyfriend happening.
Yeah, he's a solid MMC for sure. And this is I like that she's doing this because the next one that comes out, I I think it's like Enchantra or something. Uh-huh. And these are standalones, but set in the same universe.
Are they, would you say, romantasy? Dark fantasy, romantasy. Dark romantasy. Love dark romantasy. It.
Yeah.
Okay. Switching a little bit, but still sticking with our theme of people that we met at RomanticyCon. Adeline Grace.
Oh, yeah.
Belladonna. Yeah. Foxglove. That series.
Wisteria.
Wisteria. Okay. Adeline Grace, first of all. Who knew she was so hilarious?
Oh, my because God.
Because her books aren't funny, but good Lord.
She's... And she's stunning. Like,
stunning, she's hilarious. I'm so nice. Just kind of in love with her as a person. Mm-hmm. But Belladonna. Now, I know that this is a very popular book, so...
And to be fair, I looked back after we talked about this at, like, when I was reading this book, and I feel like I had come off of, like, a really... good set of books. Like, I feel like I read this, like, shortly after I was caught up on Zodiac Academy.
Ooh, yeah.
And so I feel like I maybe didn't give it a fair shake.
Well, when you're a mood reader, that can really, like, depend.
And I feel like I was seeing it everywhere so much that it was so hyped up, and I feel like it maybe I didn't see the right hype for
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah.
But to be fair, I still think about the book, and... The Wisteria that just came out definitely was my favorite book in the series.
That's awesome.
And you build that character from the beginning of Belladonna. And so to see, like, her transformation as a character was amazing. And this is, again, I would say it's romanticy. It's dark. It's definitely dark. There's death is, like, the main character. And fate is another one of the main characters. And, it's YA still, so there is a little bit of romance. It's just off page type deal.
So on the romance trail,
yeah.
Before I get to my favorite book on this whole list,
yeah,
which I'm gonna end with,
yeah,
our
absolutely.
favorite book and like my number one recommendation for a fall read. Before we get to that, let's just jump into City of Gods and Monsters by Kayla Edwards. We had the privilege of also meeting her. Yo, this book.
We didn't meet her.
Did we not?
No.
Wait, what's that book?
Oh, that's, not that.
Nope. Okay, just kidding. We did not meet her.
We did not meet her.
Nope.
No, okay. That's, Owens.
Yeah, that's Gods.
That's, yeah.
Something. Just kidding. Fast forward. Don't listen to this
But
book.
That one is also fantastic.
Yeah. Don't
I was
listen.
Like, really? We met her? Because I...
Nope, sure didn't.
Nope. But I would put this one with Ninth House in
okay, let's
dark,
just talk about both
Dark
them.
Academia.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's, you know, being on a campus and they're in school and City of Gods and Monsters by Kayla Edwards, that is, I would say it's Crescent City adjacent too because there is lots of different, you know, you have your vampires, you have your, demons. There's all these different supernatural creatures, but I feel like the world building is easier to understand. It's more digestible.
Fair. And then like Ninth House, also Dark Academia. That's more ghosty.
Ghosty.
That's gonna be like society.
Hell. Yeah, secret societies.
And secret society. It takes place in Yale.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for Dark Academia, I would go with those ones. And of course, there's so many like Dark Academia. I could also say like Zodiac Academy could be in that too, of course. And like Unmarked and all of that jazz.
Yeah.
But Dark Academia always hits for me, I will say. Like Vampire Academy, I know it's an oldie, but that still stays with
me
in the best way. And like the Immortals, lots of oldies stick with me. There's only like one more rom-com.
Yeah.
I would put in there, and that's Spookily Yours.
Yeah. I would by that Jennifer and Chitman. I would also put in Love and Other Conspiracies.
Okay.
As rom-coms, Spookily Yours is I feel like is it a novella? No. It might be.
I mean, it's not like a
it's
long
not
book.
Super
I don't know
long.
If it's a novella.
She's another one you're going to be heavy on the spice.
Yeah, Jennifer Chipman can bring it with the spice, for sure, for
Heavy
sure.
Spice. In the second one, that is a series, and the second one just came out, like, this past month.
Yeah.
And I want to say they're on KU.
She also does, like, a lot of, like, fairy tale retellings that take place in a college. So if you like college stuff, that's something to look like into. But let's get to like the goodie, the one that we've been waiting to talk about. Yeah. I will say this was like probably the number one.
If you didn't read this last year, what are you doing? You need to read it this year.
If you didn't read it last year, or you're new to reading, or for some reason you just didn't get around to it, this was probably one of my top favorite books of the 2023 season. So much so that I would give my soul to see this come to life. I can't even, like, because the visuals in my brain, I don't know if it does it justice. It is the most unique magic system and book I have read. It is a duology, and I'm just going to say probably the best one I've ever, like, the best duology I've ever read.
It's so solid.
I mean, that's a bold statement, but it is the fall book. Like, I'm telling you, you need to read One Dark Window. I hate that Corey hasn't read this yet.
He hasn't?
No. I think he started it and then he was like, I kept pestering him about Zodiac Academy. Yeah. And so he was like, well, which one do you want me to read? Yeah. And I was like, I just finished Zodiac Academy. I was like, but Zodiac Academy. One Dark Window and Two Twisted Crowns.
It is honestly one of the most unique stories that will stay with you.
Yeah.
The characters, the bad guy, nightmare, I mean...
But also, like, the love interest.
Yes.
The world building in this world is, like, foggy, dark, moody. It's for some reason, I picture wet.
Yes, like, it's one of those books that instantly you feel like you're in it.
Yeah.
She does such a good job of the world building and making you feel like you're in this. I just feel like it's dark.
Yes.
And it's gnarled trees and there's fog and
like
it's just such a she did such a good job and it makes me so excited to read whatever she comes out with next.
I know, because sometimes I world building can get tiring to read, especially when it's all just like front loaded at the beginning and you're just like, what? Like you're trying to, but she does a phenomenal job, almost like Fourth Wing does, of just like putting you in the world and letting the world unfold itself to you as opposed to just explaining, this is the rules of the world. Like, this is where I live. This is where this town, like, no.
Yeah, it's like you have the book in front of you and it's just, the world just starts to grow around you.
It's so freaking good. You know what gets my blood boiling is that we did this as a book club and it was one of our least attended book clubs. And when I tell you, it was so cool. We had the dry ice giving the vibe. The magic system is the only thing I can compare it to is like tarot cards. Mm-hmm. And
their deck is the same exact number as a tarot deck.
It's such a, I've literally never read any other magic system like this, which is hard to say in a fantasy book. It is very hard to say. This book, I can't sing its praises enough. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone hating on this book. Even if you didn't maybe enjoy it, I've never seen bad reviews.
No, I think there's still an appreciation for what she did. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just not for someone.
Maybe it's not for you because you want more spice or, you know, whatever. Man. But, oh my God, the plot is plotting. The moods are giving. If you only read one book this fall, this should be it. Yeah. Honestly, read it anytime. I don't even care what time of year it is. It's that good. And dare I say, is the second one better? I don't know. Like, they're just perfect.
Together, they are perfect. I love Elm.
Oh my God.
So the second book for me is just...
That's what I'm saying. I was like, because I am a girl that loves romance at its core.
Yeah.
The second book, I was like, okay, here we go. And the first one ends on a wonderful cliffhanger that makes you immediately want to keep reading the book. And now, lucky for you, they're both out.
This duology?
Oh, don't make me choose.
Divine Rivals.
Stop! How could you? I mean, they're so different. They are so different. But if you were like gun to my head, I think because of how unique One Dark Window is, mm-hmm. I would pick that one. But let it be known, they don't even live in the same world.
It's like 1A, 1B?
Yes. They're two polar opposite books. Mm. Divine Rivals is sweet.
It is sweet.
It's a sweet, romantic, mm-hmm. beautiful book.
An epic love story.
It's an epic love story. This, totally different vibes. If you were like, what's a really great romance duology? That. But like this was so unique. I don't know if I'll ever read anything
you
like it.
You make me want to read it again.
For real. Like, Divine Rivals, like, yes, beautiful, gorgeous. I love it. I could sing its praises all day long, but this was just too original to not take first place. You got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, absolutely.
So hopefully this gave you a little bit of,
did that give
like,
you a couple things to read?
you're like, too many. Okay, so if we were just to narrow it down to our top three choices.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, if you were like, listen, I know that was like 30,000 books. If you were to give, maybe pick three totally different, I would say for me, it would be One Dark Window.
Yep.
I would say,
yeah, okay. Yep, you make
this decision. I can't do it. I would say did we even talk about Honey Witch?
Yeah, I mentioned Honey Witch.
Okay. I would say, The Spell Shop for a totally different vibe.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'm going to throw, controversial, I'm going to say Bride.
I knew you were going to say Bride. All right, well. So if I pick three completely different ones.
But I will say, out of all of these, the one I want to read that I haven't read is Lights Out.
Listen, it needs to happen.
I need to do it.
I'll give you my copy.
Yes, please.
Okay, if I had to pick three completely different ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches.
Okay.
Oh my god, why? This is really hard. I like so many of these. Ninth House.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel like I'm just like not doing a service to all these books that I'm leaving out.
I know. It's brutal.
I don't know. I'll give a newbie, Phantasma.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's a new release and I feel like not enough people have read it yet. And
perfect.
Yeah.
Kaylee Smith.
Yeah.
Love mm-hmm. it. Okay, so that's like six totally different vibes.
Yeah.
You get to pick, you know, choose your own adventure.
But if you want to read Lights Out, like, I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah, but let it be known that still together we say One Dark Window.
Please.
Please, just go read it. Okay, so that's that. That's all you're going to get, really, for fall reads from us, because we are going to be moving into Christmas season. But also, I really think we need to do a deep dive.
Yeah.
A Spark of the Everflame. So if you want to make that your fall read, do it with us, because I don't know when the fourth book is coming out, but I think we need to start deep diving.
I think it's going to be sooner than later.
I do too. I think we need to deep dive, and I think you should read along with us, because I'm jonesing for a reread.
Absolutely.
All right. And happy fall reading. We will see you next time.
Bye. Bye.